This is a CJSN podcast, and I'm Mara McAdams DeMarco, an epidemiologist from Johns Hopkins. I'd like to thank the editors of CJSN for this opportunity to share our research on kidney disease symptoms before and after kidney transplantation. We have seen that kidney failure patients report a high symptom burden. These symptoms are likely impacted by physical and mental stressors of dialysis. Therefore, we hypothesized that they would decrease after transplantation due to the restoration of kidney function. To address this question, we leveraged a two-center prospective study of 1,298 kidney transplant candidates and 521 kidney transplant recipients. Participants were enrolled at evaluation and admission for transplantation between May 2014 and March 2020. Symptom scores were calculated using the Kidney Disease Quality of Life short form. Scores range from 0 to 100, where lower scores represent a greater burden. At evaluation, 16% of candidates reported high and 21% reported very high symptom burden. Furthermore, 32% of candidates reported being moderately to extremely bothered by fatigue, 27% by xeroderma, 26% by muscle soreness, and 25% by pruritus. Candidates with very high symptom burdens were at a 1.67-fold greater risk of waitlist mortality. By the time of transplantation, 34% of participants experience an increased symptom burden, while 42% remain unchanged. The estimated overall symptom score was 82.3 points at transplantation, 90.6 points at 3 months, this representing a 10% improvement. The scores increased 2.75 points per month during the first 3 months after transplantation and plateaued from 3 months through 12 months post-transplantation. In the first 3 months, there were improvements in 9 of the 11 symptoms, with a 23% improvement in pruritus and a 20% improvement in fatigue. In summary, among candidates, very high symptom burden was associated with waitlist mortality. However, for those who survive and undergo kidney transplantation, symptoms improved. I would like to thank our cohort participants for their commitment to our study and our co-authors for providing valuable insight for this project.
This podcast is copyrighted by the American Society of Nephrology. All rights reserved. All content in this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to be medical advice. This podcast should not be used in a medical emergency or for the diagnosis or treatment of any medical condition. Please consult your doctor or other qualified healthcare provider if you have any questions about any medical condition or before taking any drug, changing your diet, or commencing or discontinuing any course of treatment. Thank you for listening to this podcast from the American Society of Nephrology.